This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Scarf Bergara War, Season 10, Episode 10. Nearly 10 years old, Waggy.
Wow. You don't look a day over nine.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. This is your weekly show, county chat, views and opinions. I'd say news, but we don't really bring any of that to you. It's just usually views and opinions, really, isn't it? That's what we're peddling, isn't it? Tonight, we've got a bit of a packed show for you tonight, so we'll rattle through it. We've got Newport opposition preview with Jamie Harris from the 1912 Exiles podcast from Newport County. Got fan guest Luke Pinder, who's going to join us imminently. We're going to talk about the business end running and the games. And we're going to talk a bit about the Mansfield and the MK Dons game as well, obviously from the other night. Bit about the Corp SGM, the Hatters AGM, the women's game coming up, kids fans forum, street art, and obviously getting the Rezzers. And we'll cover all that. Maybe within the hour, we'll see how we get on.
It's a good job we've not had a game, isn't it? We won't be able to fit it in.
Well, I know, fitting all this football. What football? Let's just talk about
football,
everything.
Needs it. Football, just yeah.
Right, first things first, because we've got a lot to get through. Let's get our fan get. Oh no, I need to read out some stuff. I've forgotten to do this, Anna. I'll tell you what, we'll just ask him as he comes on because he's already written the answers. Because I've forgotten to dig out the answers. I'm a bit unprepared. Anyway, let's get our fan guest out, Luke Pinder. How are you, Luke Pinder?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good. Right, I'll ask you your questions now, Even though I know you sent them to me. Let's see if you can remember what they were. Right, what was your first game?
I think it was against Darlington in 2005.
So was that the 3-3 at home?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You see, you thought you felt old last week, didn't you, Waggy? Wow, right, cool.
I'd gone beyond forgetting games by that point, 2005.
Favourite ever player?
Either Ashley Williams or Danny Lloyd.
Strong. Yeah. Do two different eras as well. Two different eras. Mm. Yeah, nice. And is it favourite ever game or favourite ever goal? Which one ever want to ask you?
Favourite game, I think it was. 2008 playoff final, I think.
So nice, yeah. Both, all strong, all very, very strong. I think we can all agree on Ashley Williams, can't we? I think he's the only player we've ever had to captain his country.
Oh. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Ben's not here to corroborate that or to confirm on that one. So if anybody else can confirm in the chat. Okay, you sit tight, Luke. You just join in as we go along. And we'll get Jamie out from the 1912 podcast. Before we do that, it's good to see everybody on the chat as usual. So we've got Phil Lloyd, Ian Dowden, Nick 10, County 1883, your mate the Boonab, he's joined us, Will Main, and Jamie Willis. Cheers. And Dan Malt, cheers to everybody for joining us. Right, without further ado, let's get out Jamie from the 1912 Exiles podcast, Newport County.
Kicked on by Armstrong. Oh, it's an own goal. An astonishing one as well by Darrell.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. All right, how are you?
Very well, thanks for having me on this evening.
Good, good. What were you not? We normally say to the Welsh fans. Well, I do anyway. Noswaith da, as we said before. So, you are very well.
You got my Welsh is not quite as strong as yours apparently. So yeah, no, good pronunciation.
Yeah, that's 40 days on the spin doing Duolingo. That's what that is. I tell you, it's great.
Well worth it.
It is well worth it. Let's look ahead to the Newport. Well, the game on Saturday, Stockport County versus Newport Edgeley Park. I mean, first place we need to start is you were aware that you ended our 12 game winning streak, weren't you? Back in 2023.
Yep.
How were you?
Well, firstly, we were just as surprised that we ended your streak as you were, because I tell you, we were in a bit of a rough patch in November. I think we named about five players on the bench, three of which were like youth players who didn't have a senior start between them. So, it's been a rollercoaster season. But since then, since that win, which I don't know, we seem to sort of bring our game really against the better teams in the division. But since then, we've got players back from injury. We had a great run in January, which also included a bit of a cup run as well. And we've clawed ourselves much further away from relegation than where many of us expected to be at the start of the season. And we're looking up now at potential playoff spots, although I think that's still too far for us. But we're comfortably mid-table and we're playing some good stuff. So yeah, it's been, so since that win, it's been a bit of a turning point, really.
Yeah, because just looking at your results, you've beat certainly some of our rivals at the top and maybe lost to others. So you beat Wrexham, obviously. You beat Walsall away. Walsall, they're looking like contenders for the playoffs at the moment. They're the sort of sneaking in. I think they're in and around you. I think you're 12th, aren't you? If memory serves.
Yeah.
You beat Gillingham. So all great results. Okay, lost to MK Dons. Lost to Mansfield. So you're right, it's been a bit up and down, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a funny one. We rarely lose two on the bounce, which considering we lost to Mansfield last Saturday, maybe doesn't bode well for you guys. But no, I mean, generally speaking, we tend to bounce back from a defeat. The games that we've had a really tough run of games. I think we're in the middle of a patch at the moment. I think there's nine games on the spin where at the start of that run, they were all top half teams. So it's a really tough run of games. So to get results that we've got, the Gillingham result, the Walsall result, I don't know how Walsall are seventh, because they were dreadful when we went there at the start of February. But we've picked up some really good performances. The Wrexham game you mentioned, yeah, fantastic performance. We outplayed them. That was the week before we played Man United in the Cup as well. So we had a really good end of January there. We're a bit, we blow hot and cold. We weren't quite at the races against teams like Notts County seems to have our number at the moment. They looked really good against us and we're surprised that they are where they are. Mansfield, they just looked much better than us on the day and we just couldn't get anywhere near them and we fully expect them to go up. But not to take anything away from our boys, they've put in such a shift and it's been a tough season for us. We've had a really tough year. Budgetary wise, losing a lot of players last summer, the injury crisis. Genuinely, it was a proper crisis we had in the autumn. So to be where we are is fantastic, honestly.
What was the pre-season prediction for you? Were you expecting to be mid-table or expecting to struggle?
Oh, I did a few pre-season predictions and I was just hoping for 22nd. I was hoping for anything out of the bottom two. Honestly, we lost an entire backline goalkeeper in the summer to teams in League Two as well. There are players that we expected to go up a level, but Dimitri is now Crew's national hero. Yeah. Aaron Lewis is at Mansfield doing really well. We lost Preecy Farquharson to Walsall. Cam Norman, another fantastic player, he went to MK Dons. all of these players we thought might go up to League One, but for whatever reason, you know, they're at our level, and you know, yeah, fair play to them. But we last summer we just didn't have any kind of, you know, financial security or a budget to really put out a competitive team. So to build the side that we've built is all testament to Graham Coughlan, the manager, because he's done absolutely wonders with this squad, honestly.
Are all these players coming back and haunting you then, or are they performing well against you when you play them, or are they?
Good question. I don't think they are, to be honest. Like, a lot of these players tend to have quiet games against us. I don't know why, but you know, I mean, I'm just looking at, you know, for example, Dimitri. I mean, he was our absolute rock for about 7 seasons, and you know, fair play, he moved on, fresh challenge, better money probably. And he's doing fantastically well for them. But yeah, fairly quiet. I think he did score against us, actually, I tell a lie, but he's probably the only one.
But let's talk about the current crop then, the players that you have got. Just looking at stats, as I like to do, as people know, the one that sticks out massively is Will Evans, top scorer for goals and assists. Well, goals and assists, but I mean, 20 goals in the season. That's spot on, isn't it?
It's not bad, honestly. Yeah, he's a funny one because he came to us from Barletown, the Welsh, in the Welsh leagues, and I was at his first game last season now. We were away at Sutton, and he played left wing back that day, and you could see there was a lot of promise. There was a lot of energy, a lot of running, yeah, tenacity. You know, didn't give up at all. It was a hot day, and he's a pale lad, so his face is bright red from all of the running he was doing. But you know, he gave us all, and then he went on to sort of play on the wing and up front that season. I think he played most of the league games, but he got 2 goals. And at the end of last season, we thought, oh, there's a player in there somewhere, but we weren't quite sure where his best position was, what his best fit was. But now, I mean, like you say, 20 league goals already in 35 games. We don't often get 20 goal a season strikers because you got to pay money for those. And yeah, honestly, he works hard, but yeah, he's always in the right place at the right time. His positioning's great, his running's great, and you know, he's got good finish in the box, like good close range finishing. But he's ably supported by particularly our wingers as well, the fullbacks. I think that's where a lot of the danger sort of comes from with our attack. And ultimately he's just in the right place at the right time to get those goals.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't he change his position when you played us last time? Didn't they put Bogle up front and then put him out on the left or the right, I think, didn't he? So you had essentially a front three, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, well remembered.
Yeah, I
think
it screwed us up. we were concentrating on Evans coming through the middle and he seemed to dropping out wide.
Yeah, surprised us as well, to be honest, particularly when we didn't have that many players to work with. And like you say, coming up against a side like yourselves on a 12-game winning run, we it was the shock factor, really. Let's play three up top. And you know, we hadn't done that all season, so it seemed to work. I don't think he's going to do it this time, partly because of the players we've got available, but the way that we're setting up now in the last sort of couple of months, you know, we've got him up top along with a young lad, Seb Palmer-Holden, who's on loan from Bristol City. And he's a talent as well. He's already a fan favourite. He's been with us half a season, but he's created such a good partnership with Will Evans. And when they click, they just look great together. So, yeah, coming through the middle, yeah, just a lot of running, basically, from those two. They will not give up at all.
Yeah. Just going back to Will Evans, I've not got a crush or anything, but looking at his stats, spent a lot of time at Cardiff Met, which it's unusual, isn't it, for a player to, I think it is, for a player to spend a lot of time at maybe Cardiff Met in the Welsh Prem, I think, Cardiff Met, possibly. And then move to Balletown, spend 2 years there, and make the jump into League Two. For me, they normally jump into National League North or South or the National League, not necessarily into League Two. Well, that's because he spent loads of time down, you know, in the Welsh League. I thought he might have been picked up earlier. So you've got yourself a find, haven't you?
Yeah, I tell you, over the last couple of seasons, we've started looking a little bit more in depth into the Cymru Premier, and just seeing, because there is talent there. There really is. Yeah. The couple of players that we've signed, I mean, Priestley Farquharson, I mentioned our centre. He had a great season with us at centre back now at Walsall. He was from the Welsh leagues. We've got a few players, in our squad right now who we brought in from the Welsh leagues, and a lot of them are, raw talent. They need, a bit of experience, bit of game time. But it's a great league to develop, your skill set. And then, we just have the contacts that we have because of our natural geographic location. Mm. We've been able to sort of pick out some real gems, actually. I think there's more to be said about that league than people sort of give credit for. And that's where we're looking for a lot of our talent these days.
Yeah, fair dues. On to Saturday then. You mentioned about setup. I mentioned two up top. How were you set up generally against us? Obviously coming to Edgeley Park.
Last season at Edgeley Park was not a good day for us. Good day out. I think it was 3-0 or 4-0 in the end, but completely outplayed. I don't think we've got a great record there. I think we'll set up with our back three that we've been playing for the last few months. We've got a good solid back line. Albeit our club captain, Ryan Delaney, I think is out for the season now, but we've got another player, Kyle Jameson, who's just coming back from injury at the right time to just slot into that centre half position. Two fullbacks where you'll probably find a lot of our creative attacking outlet. Both loan players at the moment, in Adam Lewis, who's on loan from Liverpool, and Lewis Payne on loan from Southampton. Those two will be probably the main threat. And then in the middle, three in the middle, probably one sitting in Scott Bennett, who's been with us for donkey's years. And then I'm just giving you the lineup because I know what it's going to be. Bryn Morris and Weldick will just be playing behind those front two. I'd be very surprised if it's not those in midfield. So we're kind of settled at the moment with our 11. We've got a few players to swap in and out, but our squad depth isn't quite as strong as other sides in this division. So we've got a few players been swapped in, but injury and the opposition probably dictates who we're going to play.
Right, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, you're picking up some good results, aren't you? So it's obviously working, whatever it is you're doing. Keep with Saturday. Fans, how many do you think you'll bring?
We'll bring a good few hundred, I reckon. We've got a good solid base of fans who go to every single away game. I don't know how many we brought last. I mean, last year it was over an Easter weekend, so we probably had a bit of a bumper crowd. Good, maybe 300 or so. We'll make that journey up, maybe more. But they're a good bunch, friendly bunch, and they'll make a lot of noise for the numbers that they're taking. So
fair enough. Are they waggy, Luke? We got the railway end on Saturday, didn't we? Haven't we?
I think so.
I think they announced it last week.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's likely that are you coming up for the match, Jamie? Or
I won't be up there. No. Train tickets for me dictate, unfortunately, which games I can get to. And an absolute fortune. So
Fair enough. Yeah. Totally understand that. Last but not least, then. And then we'll let you go and get your tea. What is your score prediction for Saturday?
Oh, I mean, I'd love to pick up a point. I would honestly love to pick up. I'm not that confident, I'll be honest, about Saturday. I think, you guys are, I think you've had a few, you dropped a few points in the last few games, but I think this might be one that you'll probably win maybe 2-1. I'd hope to pick up a point. I'd hope to pick up all three and shock you again like we did in November. But I'm being a bit pragmatic, to be honest, and looking at the other games where we can get wins this season. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, we do this all the time. We get people on. We get opposition fans on and they say, we've got loads of injuries. We're not going to do well. And then they come and pump us, usually. Not me. I know we're second in the league, but usually it does happen. Jamie, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jamie.
No, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And enjoy the rest of the season after Saturday. all right. Cheers, Jamie. Speak to you soon.
Cheers. Thanks.
Cheers, mate. Bye. Gleeson!
It's a cracker! Stephen Gleeson! What a beauty!
There we go. That was Jamie. from Newport County. Bit of insight there. Did he say anything that surprised you or made you think, oh God, here we go? You know, like a 20 goal striker.
Well, he didn't. Did he score against us in that game when we got beat 2-1?
I think he did.
Did he? Did he get the winner?
Let me just have a quick lunch.
Yeah. While you look at that, yeah, I mean, they surprised me in the reverse fixture, I've got to say. So
no, we didn't.
Oh, did he not?
Bryn Morris and Shane McLaughlin scored the 2 goals for them.
Fair enough.
They got the one for us in the 96th minute. There you go.
Good stuff. 90. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, yeah, that's Newport. What are we thinking about Saturday then? Are we nervous or well? What we thinking?
I'd have liked to have had the game at Colchester on, because I think that as we sort of said last week, and we've said on the club call, that you know the Crewe game, the Tranmere game, we reset against Gillingham, and then we sort of took the next step against Swindon, although we didn't actually win. And I thought that Colchester was a really good game for us to go into to hopefully get 2, 3, 4 goals, you know, beat them comfortably and then set us up for the rest of the season for the running and stuff like that. So without us playing, I mean, again, it gives everybody another week's rest. And we'll talk about injuries a bit later on. I don't know if there's anybody else that's due back this week, but it gives everybody more time to recover and stuff. And hopefully, as I say, pressing that reset again, I think it should be, you know, home advantage, as long as we try to play how County play, not try and counteract how Newport play.
Yeah.
I think that sets us up better, because I think he did that against Crewe, didn't he? He sort of went to because as he said, they're basically playing a 5 at the back, aren't they? Playing a 5-3-2.
Yeah.
And we should be playing 4 at the back and giving our creative players, you know, more to get up and get at them. So, yeah, I'd have preferred to play Colchester, but again, you just say, just because we got beat off them when we were on a 12-game unbeaten run and everybody was going, oh, yeah, there's 13, there's the record coming in now, dead easy. And we just weren't at the races, were we? No. We just looked all out of shape. So, hopefully, still confident that we'll get a win. And then that will kickstart us again for the rest of the season.
How about you, Luke? How are you feeling for Saturday?
I think we will win. It's just, I think we need like an early goal to help us with the confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if Newport score first, then it could go longer again, maybe. So
I think that depends on the crowd, doesn't it? If they get an early goal, turn. Then it could be a long afternoon. But I say, if we score early, yeah, the crowd would be really up for it, really behind us. And then, as I say, I think we'll push on. We'll push on and beat them comfortably. But yeah, definitely early goal or the first goal, as always, another cliche for us, is crucial.
Tells everybody, doesn't it? But that's not unique to us, is it? You know, up and down the country, fans do this. Yeah. And it probably doesn't even take a goal. It probably wouldn't even take a goal from Newport. If there's a spell at the back where, say, it's not, I wouldn't say dodgy, but, you know, it doesn't look quite right. Certain player or certain players, bad first touch, that kind of thing. It starts to get the fans on edge, doesn't it? And you start, it's like a snowball, isn't it? We just need that first early goal, settle the nerves. And we could go on a massive run, couldn't we? If we get things right, I mean.
Yeah. Well, as you say, We've had our bit of a shake. We've had our wobble. It's these 12 games left. It's all to play for. So why can't we go on a 12-game unbeaten run again?
This is true. Some comments coming in. That's what I flash up, actually. It's like, with our injuries, people treat you like, where was you when? And Phil Lloyd says, when we played Newport, was the day we lost William Guy Collar to his hamstring injury. We all remember where we were when stuff happens, don't we? County 83, we'll smash them. It's due. We'll Will Akil be back? I thought that was a new player then. Will Akil.
Will Akil.
Will Guy Akil. I thought that was a new player. We've missed him. We have missed him. It's weird how we've missed. It's weird how we've missed Akil Wright though. But when he's in the team, people are questioning him, questioning his place.
Yeah. He's good. He plays well, and then he seems to say have a bit of a dip, doesn't he? And that's people get on his back and stuff. And then he seems to get taken out for 2 or 3 weeks, and then comes back, you know, firing on all cylinders again.
Yeah.
He just seems to be. He's as you say, he's very very much a cycle, isn't it, with Akil? He seems to play well for a few weeks, and then he drops off, gets dropped, comes back in, plays well again. So hopefully. And I think as we said it last week, didn't we, about the injuries, people coming back from injury that are really looking fired up and looking, you know, on it straight away type of thing. It, so hopefully he comes back and, he, you know, again, he settles the team and plays well for us. And that, again, we go on the 12-game unbeaten run and come out as champions.
That's what we all want, Maggie. That's what we all want.
Dixon's been sent back to his home club.
Who has?
Ian Dowden's just asked if Dixon's back.
Yeah, I did think you were talking about Bohan Dixon.
Yeah, so did I.
Interestingly enough, who I was talking about.
Bohan Dixon, weirdly enough, is still on County's books on Transfermarkt. Search it and have a look. He definitely, well, he was when I searched anyway. So let's talk about the running then. Obviously, Mansfield lost last night. Mansfield, I don't know, they seem to be three or four games good and then one or two bobbins, don't they? I can't really work them out. But
they've been quite consistent, haven't they, really? They do seem to be. You know what I mean? They were unbeaten for a long, long time, weren't they? They were the last club in England.
26, was it, something?
To be unbeaten. So they went really long. And again, the home record went even further, didn't it? So it's, I think they're the more consistent. I think, as you say, I know a lot of people wanted Mansfield, wanted a draw last night, or they wanted Mansfield to win. But I think that Mansfield are more of a consistent side than NK Dons. I think NK Dons are a bit more up and down, you know what I mean? They said they got beat by Wimbledon. I know that is classed as a bit of a derby type of thing, isn't it? Or, you know, old club, new club type of thing. So it's a bit unpredictable. But I think they can get beat, NK Dons. So I thought that there was a best result for us was MK Dons winning, because they fell up the 2 points behind us. And if it was a different situation, we've got two games in hand. So we've got a potential of 6 points. The way we've been playing, that's a bit iffy. But if we start winning games again, then we'll soon, you know, we'll be way ahead of them. So I think that was I thought it was the better result than Mansfield winning.
Do you agree with that, Luke?
Yeah, I think I agree with it, but the only thing of MK Dons is I think since Mike Williamson came in, they've had the most points in League Two.
Yeah.
I think it's like 43, but like you said, they're still inconsistent, so it's like hard to tell, obviously.
There was quite a few people saying, well, doesn't matter if Mansfield win, let them win, because it keeps MK Dons a bit further down. But and then my personal opinion was, I thought, well, just draw, because that doesn't really help anybody then. So the fact that Mansfield got beat just says to me that they're inconsistent, maybe as inconsistent as we are. It doesn't make any difference if we win on Saturday. We need to win our own games, don't we, first and foremost? Yeah. So that's what we need to do, and it'll only mean something if we win on Saturday. The goal difference does worry me though, because we had that in the bag, didn't we? Almost.
Yeah.
We were way ahead of everybody, and all of a sudden.
But I understand we've had an 8-0, but they had a 9-2, didn't they? And then didn't they win 5-0 or something as well the weekend after that or something? So they've bagged a load of goals in the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks. So that's, yeah. But again, if they start getting beat or inconsistent and are only just winning games, and we start, you know, putting a few past people, then again, that can swing, can't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't like the champion. I wouldn't like whoever's winning the league to come down to the goal difference. That would be bad. But as you say, we've said it all season, is that if we finish second behind Mansfield, I'll be absolutely chuffed to bits.
I would, because it's a promotion and we don't see it often in the Football League. But what we see less is, and we've never seen it in our lifetimes anyway, pretty sure us three. Well, I know you, Luke, definitely. The last time we won something was 1967 when we won a league. Yeah. So do you not think it's such a good chance to win a division in the Football League that we've never done before? Yeah, winning the National League North's great. Winning the National League's great. I don't know, really enjoyed those. But in the back of my head, I was always thinking, but we're a Football League team anyway. I want to win Football League divisions, as blasé as that sounds. So let's just look at who we've got left then. I've not done any analysis in terms of the others of who they've got left. I know our mates at Fearless in Devotion did sort of like a 5-game preview of that, for what it's worth. But obviously we've got, I'll go down the table, we've got Wrexham away on the last day. Milton Keynes at home this month. Morecambe at home in April. AFC Wimbledon at home in April. I mean, that straight away, you'd back us to beat certainly Morecambe and Wimbledon.
Wimbledon,
it's probably
yeah.
not going to work out that way. Crawley away on a Monday, I think I'm right in saying. Obviously, yeah. Newport at home. Notts County away now on a Tuesday, on April the 16th. Accrington at home late April. I think that's our penultimate match, if my dates are correct. And Salford City away, obviously, on the Thursday now, which is next Thursday. Then I think these three are going to be crucial. We've got Colchester in 22nd, Forest Green in 23rd, and Sutton in 24th, all to play away. If we beat those three away, then we've done the double over 20th through to 24th. And I remember, was it last season? Not the season before last in the National League, we beat each team home and away in the bottom rungs of the division. And I think that's crucial.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Away days with County are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yeah, definitely. We've got to pick up 9 points from those three games. You'd say that's a definite. That's a definite. We should be picking up 9 points from those three games. I mean, Sutton are a bit hot and cold, aren't they? They went up and beat Notts County, didn't they? Was that 4-3 or something? That's Notts County. They'll just, you know, they'll score one more than you, apart from when they don't. But yeah, you say it's some tough games, as you say, but I can't see us really getting beat by anybody, apart from, I'd say, Wrexham. But I'm hoping that by the time that game comes around, being the last game of the season, is that everything's done, that we're not.
Yeah.
It's not goal difference for whoever finishes third and fourth. You know what I mean? That we know that we're getting promoted, or we're champions, or we're in the playoffs, or we're just sat outside the playoffs.
any more ours?
I think by the time it comes to that last game, I think everything it will pretty much be done and dusted. That's my view. I think it'll all be sorted by then.
Let us know what you think in the comments. Luke, what do you think? What's your take on the running? Are you nervous? Are you relaxed about it? What's going on in your head?
I'm pretty confident about it. Like obviously Mansfield and stuff we've already played, so they're the games that I think are hard. It's more like Notts County away, which I think could be a bit of a slip up.
And I know we say they leak goals. I think we can definitely score against Notts County. Because they've not had the new manager bounce, have they?
Yeah.
This new guy.
Yeah, that's true.
And as I say, I think you said it last week, didn't you, Russ? That they're getting a bit nervous, aren't they? They're getting a bit unnerved with it. The Notts County fans. And
there's a possibility.
He could be sacked before the season's out. So it's just a really strange one with Notts. So I think that one'd be all right. We're going to score against Notts County.
Yeah, I think the away games are more easier than like the home games in like a sense, because like it's like the teams which are conceding are lower down, aren't they?
Yeah, it just worries me. I mean, I get worried. I'm dead fickle. I get worried when we're not playing well.
And get worried after the first game of the season.
Is what?
You get worried after the first game of the season.
I'm just like an average football fan. Me, I'm fickle. I get worried when we lose. And I like it when we win, but I'm always like never too high and never too low. But I say this all the time, get worried up until the match, and then when we start playing with the team we've got for the past few years now, always really been dead relaxed when we start playing, because we have got a good team and you can see it, just not so much recently. Crewe was a big eye opener, wasn't it? You know, they proper did us, and we've not seen that for, well, probably since Dorking in the FA Trophy or, you know, whatever. You know, no, what I mean is the team properly coming and beating us. Yeah. Leicester were really good when they played us, weren't they? So here we go then. Mark Morley, if we don't beat Newport, I reckon we'll be playoffs. Bad time of the season to have a wobble.
Are we still on a wobble?
Yeah, we are still until we start winning again, we're still
on a wobble. Until we win a game, we're still on a wobble. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Then we got Ian Dowden. We've got this. Don't know why everyone is worrying. Well, yeah.
You've been drinking.
it's starting to get, as some people have said in the comments, squeaky bum time. And I'm not sure I can cope. Like I said, we're not used to this, are we? Not in the football league. Anyway.
More for me and you, because of the amount of time that we've followed County and seen all these ups and downs and everything. After, I think, the National League win, I think that was probably the most nervous that I've been as a County fan for the running. Even though I was confident, they were still a bit like, as you say, like the swan above water, everything's all nice and fine, and then under the water, you're like,
yeah.
Are we going to do it or not? I think that was the biggest one, but I wasn't bothered too much last year, and I don't think if we finish third or above this year, then job done. Happy with that. Anything else is a bonus.
Yeah, yeah. Because the National League North, getting up from the National League North, it's not quite that prize and trapdoor of the getting up from the National League to the Football League, is it? So I can see your point there. I can see your point. Luke, quick question for you then. Do you obviously remember last time we were in the Football League, but do you remember much of it?
I remember definitely from like the season we went up, I remember most of it, yeah. So
it's been downhill since then, hasn't it, until recently?
Yeah, pretty much. I remember one of the first games I do remember is when Rochdale battered us. Was it like 7-2?
7-2.
Yeah.
That was definitely one of the first games I remembered. And then since then, it's obviously was better. And then obviously went down to National League North and it was bad. But I think over the last couple of seasons, it's not been as nerve-wracking. Like, we're more stable and it's more enjoyable, I guess, in its a whole. So
yeah, well, it is when you're winning, isn't it? And you've got a good team and things. Yeah, I remember that 7-2. That's the only match I've ever left dead early from.
Yeah, I let me tell.
I was in the Bobby Peel with a whiskey. I'm not joking. We had a whiskey, like, I don't know, half an hour to go or whatever it was. It was just, it was just horrific. That, so less said about that, the better. I don't want Rochdale to go bust, but it's kind of karma, isn't it?
I think they're getting bought.
That
some very reputable
American Glo- group. Global Soccer Limited or something like that.
Yeah, sounds like a dodgy app to me. Okay, business. That's the running. Let's move our attention before we get into getting Rezzers. Few things. The Co-op had their SGM recently, and there was some information that came out of that. And also, they met with the club. Now, I sat down with Ed Chadwick to have a chat with him about the information in that and all of the discussions that took place. That podcast will be out probably Saturday morning. I'm hoping to get that done tomorrow. Not tomorrow. I'll probably get it done Friday, and it'll be out Saturday morning for everybody to listen to. First to patrons, and then to everybody else into next week. So if you don't know your ACVs from your leases and your FFPs from your SCMPs, then that's the podcast to listen to. Honestly, it's really, really good. So there's that. Help the Hatters also had an AGM as well. I only found out about this the other day. So if anybody from Help the Hatters wants to come on, give us a shout. We'll obviously gladly have you on. I didn't even know Help the Hatters had an AGM. I'll be honest with you. So obviously don't probably get enough press as they should do, because they do a lot of the cleaning. You remember when Jimbo was in charge, there was the buckets for help the wage fund. I don't even know what it was called, but everyone remembers it. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows Help the Hatters are pretty much. So unsung heroes, I would say. There's a big women's game on Sunday. Is it Sunday?
Yeah, Edgeley Park against FC United.
FC United, yeah. Big game on Sunday. So if you're at Loose End on Sunday, get yourself down to that. And I do know there is there's a memorabilia sale the following Sunday at Edgeley Park as well, I'm pretty sure. So get yourself down to that. But the women's game, I've noticed that Steve, the manager, has been doing interviews with the club. So he's gone off. He's been a big go off. probably because I've not got around to contacting him and doing him here. So fair enough. Fair dues to Steve for that. But the women's game's going from strength to strength, isn't it? I mean, they're getting some good numbers now, aren't they, at the home game? So have any of us ever been down to the women's game?
No, obviously, I'm over at Liverpool. Have you been to any?
Me?
Not when you use a goalkeeping coach.
Yes, I've been to one or two. Yes, I have. Yes, there you go. See, trying to catch me out. quick mention for the Kids Fans Forum as well. That took place, I think, last night. I saw Dave Philbin posting some pictures. Yeah. That's the first of its kind. That's well good, isn't it? Doing a fans forum. I'd love to know what questions were there. I can't just turn up though. I've got my kids are too old now. I can't just turn up to a fans forum, a kids fans forum. Look proper dodgy.
Take Ian Dowden. He's a 44-year-old mascot. We can take him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd love to know what they find. It's like that program, is it? Kids Say the Funniest Things or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And then before we get back to our to the men's football, what do you think about the street art?
I think it's good. It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it suits it well. They've done a good job on it.
Yeah,
they added a poem this week, isn't there? There's actually a poem in there as well. Now.
Yeah, and it's not the words, is it? It's not the words of the song. It's a poem, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a poem. Yeah.
We've got some breaking news here from County 1883. Read that it was mentioned at the junior forum that Barry will be back in April at the earliest.
I did see that poem. It might have been Dave Philbin that posted that, I think. I can't remember.
Right.
Somebody put it on Twitter, somebody that was there. put it on the day, and that would be the earliest he'd be back. But Barry himself said that he thinks that he'd be back earlier, didn't he, when he was in the courtyard?
In his courtyard, he did say that, yeah. Yeah. But so watch this space.
If he plays one game for us this season, one more game for us this season, that's a bonus.
Do you think, right, if we go up, there's a chance we could get him for next season?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's a natural development for him, isn't it? Yeah. Going from League Two to League One. And if he's played in our squad and been really good and, you know, likes the squad, likes playing under Dave Challoner, for us, then, you know, as you say, there's a possibility that we can get him again next year. I hope so. Okay.
Luke, do you know anybody at Villa? Can you get have a word?
I don't know anybody, but I'll try and find out. When's his contract up at Villa? Because I'm sure he signed like a new one before the season.
He signed a 3-year deal at the beginning of the season, I think. I think I remember reading that. So he's still got 2 years. Still have 2 years left.
Well, we're not going to pay money for him, are we, so.
No, not the sort of money I think that Villa will want for him.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I don't know where County 883 gets his news from. I've heard Villa want 1 million for him. Really? You see, I, being the football expert that I am, I think he's worth about, is he not worth about 10 million? If it was 1 million, that's within reach, is it?
Wasn't there someone about West Brom bidding 10 million on him in January or something stupid?
They've already gone in the res as those silly Twitter accounts.
Yeah. Yeah, they went in the res ages. They went in the res when we started the res. That was already in, wasn't it? Nick 10 says Villa want £3. So, I mean, that's a bargain.
No, there we go. Put a quid in each. There we go. We've got the transfer fee.
Yeah. I think he means 3 million. Dan Malt says, let's have a whip round for him now. I think we should. Get the buckets out?
Get the buckets out, yeah.
The thingy buckets, yeah. Oh, here we go. Edward F. I've seen Barry valued at 5 mil. Any advances on 5 mil?
Didn't he sell somebody who was of a similar age and stuff for about 12 million at the beginning of last season or in January of last season, who was a similar age and ilk of Barry? So I think, as you say, I think that's where they were looking. But I think Villa have moved on as well, haven't they, since last season? Villa have like upped their level of where they're playing out and where they're competing. So it's a case of, do we think Barry's good enough to get into the Villa squad now?
No,
not the way Ollie Watkins is playing. So.
No, yeah, but even like the wingers and stuff, as you say, they've gone up the next level, aren't they? Because they're fighting for Europe now, aren't they, Villa?
Yeah, basically. Don't you think he deserves a chance to have a crack at it, or has he already had a chance? I don't know. Has he ever he played in that game for Villa against Liverpool? Didn't he?
Liverpool, yeah.
Yes, he scored.
Is that the only chance? And he did well in that. So why, if you're a nice person, you go, go on then, I'll give you a chance. You've been on your loans now, you've done well. The reason why I'm thinking, can we get him back for another loan next season is because this one's kind of not worked for no issue with him. Do you know what I mean? So why can't we give him another chance?
Yeah.
Let him settle for another year. Okay, he's a year older, and then maybe then he goes back to Villa and tries to break his way into the first team.
Yeah,
that's what I'd be saying anyway. But yeah, what we have got as well, someone on Twitter posted a list of all the players that have that's contract is ending in the summer, and we're going to go through those next week. We'll do them now, but the list is quite long, and obviously Barry's on that because his contract with us ends in the summer. What I want to do next week is do a bit like a marry, snog, avoid kind of thing. Sign, release. You know, contract, release. Sell, maybe.
But how can we sell them if they're if the contract...
I don't know. I've not thought it through. I mean, like... clearly not thought it through, but you get what I mean, don't you? Okay.
Maybe there's two options. Keep, no, don't.
No, there's three options. I've just thought of it. Maybe even four.
All right.
Release, 1 year contract, or 2 year plus contract. There we go.
Oof.
Because I bet you Rydell, you want on a 2+, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm pie.
And pie, yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, so there we go. So, yeah, I have thought it through now. There we go. On your feet, thinking that, kids.
Look at that, eh?
Yeah, I like it. Right, back to the agenda. We're on to getting reses. Before we do getting reses, got to say as well, extra podcasts are coming out. So, I've just spoken about the co-op and the finances podcast that'll be out over the weekend. And the Mentel podcasts have started as well. So I recorded one a couple of weeks ago with Matt Baxter. That is out now. Please have a listen to that.
Really good. I had a listen to that today and it was really good. Very enjoyable and take some good information and stuff. So, yeah, get listening to that and get that shared with people if you think it would help them out.
Yes, absolutely. I'm recording the second one tomorrow night with Andy Nevitt and I've got one more in the diary, and then I need to arrange the fourth one in the diary with Damon Carroll, who it's like trying to catch a paper bag in the wind, trying to get hold of Damon Carroll and pin him down. So if you're listening, Damon, let's sort that out. Damon, who used to do the goalkeeping coaching at Stockport County Ladies with me. There you go. So I know him well. Good stuff. Right. Shall we do getting reses?
Yes, let's.
Reses. Get in the reses. Get in the reses.
I'm not having that.
Get in the reses.
Get in reses.
Right. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yes.
Clueless, like Premier League fans who don't know about lower league football.
Yes,
carry on. I was speaking to a Manchester City fan the other day, and they asked what team I support, and I said Stockport, and the players, Stockport has a football team.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh my God! Whereabouts does he live? Where is he? he's obviously Manchester, like North Manchester,
like Wythenshaw type area. So
right.
From Wythenshaw, and he didn't know that. Stockport had a team. Oh my God!
Right, this getting the reses thing is clearly is a bit of fun and it's metaphorical. But I mean, should we make it physical? <for some people?
laughs> Name of shame.
I suppose to be one of them, like the new fans, on them after they got bought, and they just won't have a clue about the history.
Yeah, but even new fans that are supporting them, if they're from, I mean, especially Wythenshaw.
Yeah,
you should know that there's a Stockport team. I mean, does he know that Wythenshaw have got a team?
When they found out Wythenshaw has two teams.
Wow, Jesus. I wonder where he thinks Everton's from. If you think obviously the Liverpool from Liverpool, where does he think Everton from? They must be somewhere else because he can't be from Liverpool.
Let's dissect this a bit. What culturally has happened to football that kind of thing is a thing? Because when I was a kid, right, all right, I supported County, but I used to always get Match at the magazine, yeah. And it'd have a full league thing in it, and you put your little things into the league ladders, you know, that kind of thing. So you knew other clubs what were in other divisions. Yeah. I'd buy a book, you know, of different grounds and things. Then you start playing football games on, you know, like even if you played football games where you played and you weren't the manager, you still got to know who was in the different divisions. So how can somebody like football and not know what are in other divisions?
I don't know. That is just
unbelievable.
I can't believe it.
Definitely. He personally can be drowned in the reses.
Oh my God!
We'll get Dave Philbin's weight off the posters. Can I have your shirt posters and we'll tie it around his feet and put him in.
God, that's Yeah, that's a good one, mate. Glad, yeah, that's a good one, Luke. That's a really good one. I'm incensed.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
I've been thinking about it for the last few weeks, and I still can't believe it happened when someone said that. Like...
Although, yeah. Thankfully, you've got it off your chest now. You don't have to carry the ball around.
You don't have to carry it around, yeah.
You've shared it to the whole county community. We can all get angry with you.
Waggy, what's yours, mate? Here we go. Love these.
I was gonna say about Colchester not having a groundsman, having a permanent groundskeeper, yeah. But Ian Dowden sort of said about that. But yeah, I'm going with that. How can you have a professional football club and not actually have a groundsman? Why were you having it? If your pitch inspection was shit on Friday and they were like, oh, it's a bit touch and go, you've not got a groundsman, so no work's going to be carried out overnight. So why have a pitch inspection at 9 o'clock in the morning to call it off when, as a lot of it seemed like a lot of the coaches were all leaving at 7:30? So yeah. Can't wait till 9 o'clock because I think you'd struggle to get there in time for kickoff, wouldn't you? Leaving here at 9 o'clock to get to Colchester. So yeah. Colchester. In fact, yeah, Colchester can get in the fucking resi.
When I was waiting for the coach on Saturday, apparently the night before they put an advertisement up for the job.
Yeah,
really? I don't know if that's true, but I did hear it. So.
Yeah, well, there was quite a few Colchester fans that came on Twitter and stuff when they actually got announced, and they were like, I think they even said on the Friday night, the game's not going to be on. We've not got a groundsman.
Yeah, so, yeah, someone tweeted that. Yeah, don't count your chickens kind of thing. Phil Lloyd makes a good point. Well, who cuts the grass and paints the lines? Volunteers, probably.
Possibly, yeah.
Parents of the players.
Either that or it's just not got any grass on it, so it's just...
Yeah. It's a weird one, isn't it? It's not my getting reses, but I agree with it. But the other one as well, like Bradford's pitch, I just don't know how in this day and age... With all the new enhancements and things, you can have a pitch like that in the Football League.
I know. I think. Well, Cashy said about it, didn't he? The way that it's where it's positioned and the stands.
Southern stands.
Still, they seem. But again, why have they not got sun lamps? Or I mean, I suppose that is there anywhere? Because I think I've seen again. Somebody saying that everyone's saying, oh, the solution is just buy a load more sun lamps and that'll sort everything out. But if you've not got the drainage, then that's
the money.
Big issues. But where are you going to keep the sun lamps? Is there any sort of storage area or somewhere where they can? They're not just going to leave them out in the car park, are they? They're not going to stay, are they? They'll be told off by a Nissan only.
I think I saw someone say that like last season they spent $400k on a new pitch. Like we turfed it, and then obviously it's just not going well.
No. I mean, there's a lot of different factors, isn't there? I'm just surprised this day and age that they can let it get that bad. They must be able to see it coming. Like Cashy would probably see it a mile off, running, going, "Well, this isn't working. We need to do something now."
But you think again, the size of the club of Bradford. You know what I mean? The amount they're getting. 14,000, 15,000, 16,000 people every week. So, are they that strapped for cash?
Well, I think I know they're getting that many per week, but I don't know why we've moved on to Bradford away from Colchester. But they I think it's only they sell the tickets cheap, don't they? I think I'm sure somebody will comment, but I think they sell the cheap tickets cheap to try and drive that up. So it's kind of like you're taking away from Peter to give it to Paul, isn't it almost?
Yeah.
It can get in the reses, can't it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Especially when it's that far away and you've got, you know, people leaving. I know one county fan was down there already, spent the weekend.
Yes. I think there was quite a few people. Well, there was a handful of people that looked as if they'd travelled down and staying in the hotel on the Friday to make sure that they're there and stuff. But
because
didn't somebody put a picture through that somebody had actually put the covers down, but it was only like they missed the 18-yard box or something by the looks of the picture. They didn't have all the covers.
Yeah.
So yeah, they can get in the reses. Just Colchester, yeah. Full stop.
Fair enough. Getting reses. My getting reses is pundits on the telly that are adding no value whatsoever to the discussion or the match, that debate and the match they've just watched. I can't think of any specifics at the moment, and maybe I should have written some down, but it's pundits like Danny Murphy who, you know, when they're co-commentating, they're just saying the blindingly obvious and generic. It's like P.T. Barnum, you know. Do you know what I mean? It's like, just saying the blindingly obvious stuff like, he's got to do, he's got to hit it a bit longer if you wanted to make that pass. You know, when somebody does a short pass,
hit a bit longer.
Yeah, cheers, genius. We can see that. Don't offer anything.
Is it Michael Owen is the worst for that? I think he is.
Probably, yeah. Steve McManaman's another one as well. Yeah, I tend to put it on you.
He's useless.
He is, but you'd think, right? He's a Champions League winner. He scored in the Champions
League. He's the original one-trick pony.
Well, okay.
He taught Ronaldo everything he knew.
But yeah, it's just they just come out with absolute waffle, and it's not. I just end up putting it on mute. So. I just want to put them in the reses as well. Yeah, but the Boonab again. This is Will Bain from a few weeks ago, by the way. When they don't, sorry if I've like give your identity away there. Didn't mean to. when they don't score, they hardly ever win. Exactly. Yeah, it's stuff like that. It's just, well, if he ran a bit faster down that wing and got up and down a bit more, he'd probably produce more. Well, yeah, of course he would. He's just not that fit.
Put more crosses in the box, bigger chance of scoring.
Yeah. So that's my getting the reses anyway.
Yes,
but
very much. I think getting the reses.
I think if I'm going to rate getting the reses, I think Luke comes out on top this week with that one. That bombshell
comes out on top for the season.
yeah. So that's my getting reses. Good stuff. Okay, right. I think we're just about done. We managed to get through all of that and all of our agenda items, which is pretty good. We don't normally do that. I normally forget something. I don't think I've forgotten anything apart from thank you to every single patron that is a patron on the app Patreon. There's over 70 of you. Really appreciate that. We did give out all the three Salford tickets have been won now. I'm going to hand another two out in the courtyard on Saturday before the Newport match to those lucky winners. We will do more giveaways very soon in the future. So get yourself onto Patreon. You do get exclusive podcasts and definitely early access and no adverts on all the podcasts to do that. And get yourself in our fan hub as well. There's over 150 people in there. We will do exclusive giveaways for people in that hub directly for you. So, yeah. And obviously for you watchers on YouTube and you subscribers. Happy days, isn't it?
Yeah, don't forget to hit the like button.
Oh, thanks. It's not me that says that. Thanks, mate.
I can see it all now because I'm like, I'm part of the show and I don't just turn up on a Wednesday and just chat shit for an hour.
That's all we ever do, mate. All we ever do is just chat shit for an hour. Right, Luke, have you had a good time?
Yeah, I've had a good time, mate. Cheers.
Good. So I make it sound like you're on a day release or something, don't I? That's not what I was going for. Yeah, sorry. Right, cheers everybody for listening and watching. Do like and subscribe, as Waggy says, and do rate and review on whatever podcast player you are listening to us on. Give us a star on Spotify and leave a message. And yeah, see you in the courtyard on Saturday, and we'll be back with the Courtyard Club call on Monday. Cheers, thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
This episode of the Scarth McGower War was written, recorded and produced by Russ Johnson and Nick Lee. The music on the opening titles was produced by Dan Johnson. Subscribe wherever you get your content, as well as finding out how to join the TSBW fan club. Check out the links in the description or go to allthews.scarthmcgowerwar.co.uk.
It's the 90th minute, all your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.